It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, August 26th, 2022. On today's ship schedule, we have 8 ships inbound on the Columbia. We have 5 outbounders heading out to sea, and we have 4 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, expect northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the northwest 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 8 seconds. And today we're going to be talking about the potential for hydrogen as a fuel source. We're talking about an agreement between Canada and Germany that's shedding some spotlight on hydrogen as a potential alternative fuel. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbounder came into the river past Astoria at about 4:30 a.m. She's the Goodwin Island, arriving from Vietnam, headed for Portland. Her cargo is cement. So she'll be in Portland probably by about 10:30 this morning. Next inbound at about 9:30 a.m. past Astoria, the BBC Dart, arriving from China, headed for Portland. She's a small container ship, and she should be at the Port of Portland by about 3:30 p.m. Next inbound is the K Asian Beauty, arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland. She is a car carrier carrying brand new Hyundais. She'll pass Astoria inbound about 2:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8:30 p.m. The ATB Sound Reliance is arriving from Seattle, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum there, passing Astoria around 2:30 p.m., and arriving in Portland at about 8:30 p.m. The ANSAC Wyoming is that's American Natural Soda Ash Corporation, arriving from Japan, headed to Vancouver's Anchorage. She's picking up soda ash at the Port of Portland eventually. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 11:30 p.m. The African Weaver is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. Corn, soy, or wheat will be her cargo when she eventually goes up to Kalama. She'll pass Astoria, or she'll arrive in the Astoria Anchorage at about 5:30 p.m. The SM Shanghai is a container ship arriving from Seattle, headed to Portland. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m. and be at the Port of Portland by about 12:30 a.m. on Saturday, so a little bit after midnight. The Luna Spirit is arriving from Seattle, headed for Vancouver. She's bringing in brand new Subarus. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 4:30 a.m. on Saturday. And in our outbounders, the ATB OSG Endurance is leaving Portland, refined petroleum there. Leaving around 5 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. The Eva London is leaving Kalama carrying wheat. Leaving around 12:30 p.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. The Annika N is leaving Portland carrying potash at about 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Ocean Glory is leaving Portland. She's another container ship. Heading out of the Port of Portland at about 5 p.m., she could pass Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's Columbia River ship schedule, you can find it online on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and many others. You can also find a link to the ship schedule and the podcast on the Ship Report Facebook page. So I came across this interesting article on hydrogen yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you because it has great potential as an emissions-free fuel source. And our neighbor to the north, Canada, is doing some interesting things with regard to hydrogen as a fuel. This story, which I saw on GCaptain but was originally written by reporters at Bloomberg News, is about an agreement between Canada and Germany to ship what's called green hydrogen produced by wind farms to Germany to help that country reduce its dependence on fossil fuels. So let's talk about hydrogen a little bit. Hydrogen, which is a gas and can also be a liquid when it's compressed and held at very cold temperatures, burns hot enough to be used for making steel. It could eventually power cars, trucks, and ships. Canada wants to become a major producer and exporter of hydrogen and wants to attract foreign investment to build the infrastructure to make this happen. Germany, meanwhile, is looking to hydrogen to help attain its 2045 climate neutrality target. So what is green hydrogen? Well, it's hydrogen fuel that's created using renewable energy instead of fossil fuels. It has the potential to provide clean power for manufacturing, transportation, and more, and its only byproduct is water. So where does green hydrogen come from? Hydrogen energy can be converted into electricity or fuel, and there are many ways to make it Approximately 70 million metric tons of hydrogen are already produced worldwide every year for use in oil refining, ammonia production, steel manufacturing, and more. So it's already out there in the world market. There's more hydrogen in the universe than any other element. It's been estimated that approximately 90% of all atoms are hydrogen. But hydrogen atoms don't exist by themselves in nature. If you want to make hydrogen to be used for fuel, its atoms need to be decoupled from other elements in water, plants, or fossil fuels. So most of the hydrogen currently in use is made through a process called steam methane reforming, which uses a catalyst to react methane and high-temperature steam. This creates hydrogen, carbon monoxide, and a small amount of carbon dioxide. So when the impurities are removed from that process, you're left with pure hydrogen. So there's three terms that you might end up hearing as we continue to discuss hydrogen on the world stage as a fuel. Green hydrogen is the kind that's produced from sources that create no pollution. Gray hydrogen is created from fossil fuels and can create CO2. And when that CO2 is captured and prevented from getting into the atmosphere, it's called blue hydrogen. So you may hear those three terms, green, gray, and blue, and you'll know what that means. So other fossil fuels, such as propane, gasoline, and coal, can also be used in this process to produce hydrogen. Hydrogen can also be produced through the electrolysis of water, leaving nothing but oxygen as a byproduct. So if the electricity is produced by renewable power, such as solar or wind, as in the case with the solar that Canada would be sending to Germany, the resulting pollutant-free hydrogen is then called green hydrogen. So hydrogen's abundant. Its supply is pretty limitless. Hydrogen contains almost three times as much energy as fossil fuels, so less of it is needed to do a particular kind of work. And a particular advantage of green hydrogen is that it can be produced wherever there is water and electricity to generate more electricity or heat. Hydrogen can be used with fuel cells to power anything that uses electricity, so potentially electric vehicles, electronic devices. Today, about 1,600 miles of hydrogen pipelines deliver hydrogen in gas form around the U.S., mainly in areas where it's used in chemical plants and refineries. So there are currently issues with cost and availability that may ease as the industry evolves. Ultimately, green hydrogen's future depends on how much stakeholders like car makers, fueling station developers, energy companies, and governments are willing to invest in it. So this is sort of a very broad and glancing look at the potential that green hydrogen has to be a fuel for the world. And some of the information in this report comes from Columbia University's Climate School. You'll find them online. But it's a very interesting look at another kind of alternative fuel that is certainly evolving. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.